Chapter 1 The Young Mistress's Violence. It was evening when I arrived in the city of Roa. Buena Village and the city of Roa are a day's coach ride apart, a journey of 6 to 7 hours. Just the right distance, neither too near nor too far. Roa is a lively city, one of the largest in this area. The first thing that caught my eye were the citadel's walls, sturdy walls, 7 to 8 meters tall, that wrapped around the city. Horse-drawn carriages came and went through the gigantic gate. As our coach passed through it, I saw lines of merchant stalls. The first thing that greeted me inside the city was a horse stable and an inn. A crowd of people bustled to and fro, merchants, townspeople, and even armor-clad warriors. It was truly like something out of a fantasy novel. I glanced at what seemed like a waiting station, where people sat with large amounts of luggage. What's that about? I wondered.
Gillian, do you know what that is?
I asked the person with me. She had ears and a tail like an animal, with dark brown skin that her sparse leather armor showed in wide swaths. She was a tall and muscular swordswoman. There were 7 tiers in the sword god style, and Ghislaine de Doldia was 3rd from the top, with such impressive skills that she was known as a sword king. She would be the one teaching me the art of the sword. She was like a second master to me.
You...
She turned irritably toward me.
Are you trying to make fun of me?
She scowled ferociously, and I jumped.
No, I was just... I wondered what that was. I didn't know, so I hoped you would tell me. Oh, sorry. That's what you meant.
She saw that I was on the verge of tears and hurried to explain.
That's the waiting area for the stagecoach. It's what people normally use to travel between cities. The other option is paying a peddler for a ride.
As the coach went on, Ghislaine continued pointing out each place and explained it to me. That's the weapons smithy, that's the pub, that's one branch of the Adventurers Guild, and that place is better left unvisited. Ghislaine had a stern face, but she was kind. The atmosphere changed as we passed one street corner. There were lines of stores aimed at adventurers, a weaponsmithy and an armorsmithy, and farther within, lines of shops for the townspeople. Residential homes were nestled deep in the alleyways. If you thought about it, intruders would have to attack the city from the outside in. It was obvious then that the city was constructed such that the deeper you went inward, the bigger the houses became, and the more luxurious the goods shops offered. The closer you lived to the center, the richer you were. A gigantic building was nestled right in the middle of the city.
That is the liege lord's manor, Ghislaine said. It looks more like a castle than a manor. Well, this is a fortified city, after all.
Roa was an ancient city with a noble past. 400 years ago, it was the last bastion of defense in the war against the demon race. That was why there was a castle in the city's center. That said, despite its mighty origin story, the nobles of the imperial capital currently saw Roa as nothing more than a crude backwater full of adventurers.
The fact that we came here must mean that the young mistress I'm to teach is of high social status.
Ghislaine shook her head.
Not quite. Huh?
There was the lord's manor right before us. By my reckoning, the only people who lived here had to be people of high social rank. Was my theory wrong? As soon as I began wondering, the coachman gave a small nod to the gatekeeper of the lord's manor.
So she must be the lord's daughter? No. She's not?
Not quite. I felt like there was some hidden meaning behind her words. What could it be? The carriage came to a stop. When we entered the manor, a butler led us to what looked to be a reception room. We were pointed to 2 sofas lined up together. This would be my first...